For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Three workplace deaths in late December provided a grim end of the year for the coal mining industry. 12 people died in the nation's coal mines, with four of those deaths taking place in West Virginia mines. The recent number of fatalities is low compared to just a little more than a decade ago, when dozens of miners perished year after year. However, the number of miners employed was also lower in 2018 than in previous years. Preliminary data from the Mining Safety and Health Administration indicate total coal employment in 2018 reached the lowest level in the industry's modern history. Jeff Young of the Ohio Valley Resource has the story.
Just a few months ago, the U.S. coal mining industry was on track for what would have been its safest year on record. Then came December. Four miners died after separate incidents, three of them in just the last 11 days of the year. That brought the total number of fatalities in 2018 to 12.
It's a reminder to enforcement agencies, certainly, that you always have to be vigilant. And for each one of those families, you know, it's an unspeakable tragedy.
That's Kentucky lawyer and mine safety advocate Tony Oppegard. He noted that more than half the fatalities in 2018 came in the Appalachian coal fields, four of them in West Virginia alone. Even with the grim numbers from December, 12 deaths in a year stands as the second lowest number of coal mining fatalities. The lowest number, 8, came in 2016. 15 miners were killed in 2017. Generally, the industry has seen a downward trend in workplace deaths in recent years compared to just a decade ago. But Oppegard says he does not think that is due to improved mine safety. Rather, he says, it's a reflection of reduced mining employment.
I think the low number says more about the decline of the coal industry. Certainly in Appalachia, there's about one-fifth the number of mines that are operating today that operated or were in operation 5 or 6 years ago. So I think that's the major reason.
A comparison of mining employment and fatalities over the years demonstrates his point. Resource data reporter Alexandra Kanick ran the numbers from official government data. She found several previous years in which fatality rates were lower, even when the number of total fatalities was higher. In 2009, for example, 18 coal miners died on the job.
But the industry also employed more than 53,000 more miners than it did in 2018.
Kanick calculated the rate of fatalities per 100,000 workers. That's the standard for measuring death rates.
So the death rate in 2009 was 13.4 compared to 14.9 in 2018, even though 2018 saw only 12 mining fatalities.
The government numbers on employment for the year are not yet final, but if the preliminary figure stands, 2018 marks a low point. About 81,000 people were employed by mine operators and contractors. That's a record low, and about 1,000 fewer than were employed by coal in the last year of the Obama administration. Even as employment drops, mining remains a dangerous job, and Appalachian miners are also facing a surge of black lung disease. In Congress, the House Committee on Education and the Workforce oversees the Mine Safety and Health Administration, or MSHA. The new chair of that committee has promised congressional hearings on black lung. MSHA officials declined a request for an interview for this story. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WKU Public Radio.